Today's SWAPA number is 745. That's how many pilots that have entered long-term disability since 2020. As our pilot group is considering the TA before them, we'd like to zero in on an area of our contract that holds a lot of confusion for our members and their families, and that is disability. To better understand how disability works, what is changing, and what we've seen from Q&A on the Contract 2020 Resource Center, we have on today's show NC member and benefits expert, Damian Jeanette.
So, bus 2100, turn right, heading 250, runway 22 left, clear for takeoff.
250, turn to the right, clear for takeoff, Southwest 2100.
I'm Mike Panabianco, and here's my interview with Damian. Damian, appreciate you taking the time early in the morning. You guys are getting ready to go to the airport, jump on an airplane to Oakland for a roadshow tonight. We have had a lot of input to the comm office about benefits, and many of our pilots have watched the roadshows, have watched the video, and a few of them have basically said, our heads are exploding. There's a lot here. So I want to go back and kind of bring along some of our newer pilots or pilots who haven't paid much attention to benefits. Should this become our CBA on March 22nd, I believe is the date that all these things take effect. If I have a bad doctor's visit on that day, how's my life different? What does that look like? What does the experience look like engaging the new benefits plan?
Yeah. So hopefully if this gets ratified on January 22nd, then yeah, the plans, it's really the current loss of license plan with enhancements, right? So all those new enhancements takes place about 60 days after ratification. So obviously it's 60 days, which coincides with the new elimination period as well. So if somebody has a disability event, let's say on January 23rd, then 60 days later, he'll have met his elimination period and then goes on to the current loss of license plan. But now the new elimination period is 60 days. So it's just kind of coincides with one another. So 60 days, that's a new elimination period to that. And then, 50% benefit going forward. So pretty excited about that.
So all three of the programs are still there. It's just the one that was probably the least useful is now the most useful. Is that about right?
Yeah. So just remember, under the company provided plans, you have sick leave or sick TFP, and you have the loss of license plan. And then under the new scheme, we'll call it that, will be the SWAPA STD and the SWAPA LTD, because we'll continue to offer those STD and LTD plans. So we're still going to hug you to the ground, as we say, and the disability kind of wrap up everything in case you have any kind of shortcomings and maybe sick bank. So you just still have the STD to carry you over. But yeah, you'll still have all those programs together.
Damian, the question has been about the sick leave becoming basically your short-term disability. If data ratification, I have this event and I have 100 trips of sick leave in my bank, how does that work for me?
Okay. So with 100 sick trips, one of the options would be just to use, let's say you're going to burn 50 sick trips for those 2 months, right? So you would have enough to get you that 2 months bridge. That would be one option. The other option is we'll still have the SWAPA STD program. So we're still re-engineering those terms with MetLife, but let's just say it's the current status quo, which is about 1500 a week. So if you were still getting 1500 a week, then you could use that sick on top of that, because there's no offset to that STD, to still bridge you over to the new loss of license, right? So that's the other option. And there's actually an additional option would be if you had just cash in the bank and you wanted to float yourself over, that'd be the other option as well.
So let's take the worst case scenario. Let's say I came back from a sick leave or a disability and I have nothing in my sick bank, and then I relapse, or I have, I fall down the jetway stairs because I haven't done jetway stairs in a while, and I'm right back out. Does that cover me the same, or is there a catch in that?
Yeah, I guess the caveat there is it depends. Under current language, if you go out for the same condition within 180 days, then you're covered. There's no elimination period. Let's say you left and you didn't slip and fall. It was a different issue. It was maybe an eyeball issue. You come back and then you slip and fall, as you said, maybe that would be covered under OJI, but let's just say it wasn't. In that scenario, then you would have to fulfill the full elimination period. So that's why SWAPA will continue to have that STD program under the assumption that you burned all of your sick, you know, and you're also talking about coming back right as a TA starts up too. So because kind of a different scenarios could play out.
So one of the things that we also hear about, because some people just learned what our current plans do, is when you deplete your sick bank, you get that dreaded letter. Does that still happen under the new plan?
Right. So you're talking specifically on the medical replacement side of the house. All of that has changed because, you know, under current book, you have your sick bank divided by 95 plus a vacation. They come up with this last day paid. And it, once you deplete all your sick, then you roll on to the 120 days after you have the end of coverage letter, right? It's really messy, right? You would just be status quo for the first 91 days under the new TA. On day 91, everything else would be just normal for you. You wouldn't know anything as a end user. Behind the scenes, though, what's happening is you're actually transferring to the supplemental plan, SupMed plan. We have that today, but under today's current book, you only have the Choice Plus plan and the Plan C. Under the new provisions, you would also have the availability of the HSP. Remember, that's your HSA plan, and also the regular plan. So those are the four plans that you could have in the new SupMed plan. So that's why we say a seamless transfer over, but there's no end of coverage letter that you get today, and all that has gone out the window. So now, like we said, as an end user, just seamless. You just roll right on those plans, but you won't know that you're rolling onto those plans. But no out-of-pocket maximums, those aren't changing for you. The deductibles aren't changing for you. All of those are still enforced.
Okay, the other big question we get is, will my travel benefits go away and will I lose my life insurance? We've seen a few of those cases over the years where pilots thought they had insurance only to find out that since they transitioned to long-term leave and they didn't make an enrollment, open enrollment, they lost that life insurance. Do we lose anything under this new TA in that regard with those benefits?
Right. Under, we'll say, current book, because technically there's nothing codified right on life insurance. So that's kind of a new piece to this too, right? Because now we have codification of all this. But under current book, you go on to disability status. You can port your life insurance over, but it's at an extremely high rate. It's really, really expensive. So most people will lose their life insurance because it's so expensive. Under this one, you'll get the $800,000 of basic life and AD&D. You go on disability, that just follows you along. You'll never lose it. The other part of that too is the supplemental or the optional life insurance that you have. So if you had the benefits plus, it's, I believe it's 10 times up to 2.95 million, I believe it is. And the regular plan is up to $250,000 of a supplemental or optional life insurance. That will also follow with you on your disability. So you won't lose that. Those supplemental plans, though, you still have to pay your premiums. So that's a little caveat there. But the $800,000 life insurance, that will follow with you. So that was a very big change in this TA.
Was there any statement of health required with the $800,000, or do you get to roll into that if you have a pre-existing condition?
Great question. So yeah, no statement of health for the $800,000. That was a big turning point, we believe. Now, of course, the supplemental plans, just like any supplemental, you'll still have to do the statement of health for those, especially if you change up on it. But you don't have that same thing on the basic life because it's guaranteed to you for the $800,000, no statement of health.
And you mentioned there's an accidental death and dismemberment policy that mirrors that. But I want to say there were a couple of pilots that asked about exclusions to the AD&D 800,000 as well.
Yes. So there is an exclusion on the AD&D. It's specifically if you operate small aircraft. So if you own your own small airplane and also military flying. So I guess I need to put a little caveat in here as well. So when we talk about $800,000 of life, remember it's $800,000 of life. And it's $800,000 of AD&D. So if you do die, an unfortunate event, you technically have two policies of $800,000. So with that said, if you're in a small aircraft and, you know, things take the turn for the worse and you do unfortunately die in that one, then your family, your estate will only get the $800,000 just for the life insurance piece. So they wouldn't get the AD&D, just the $800,000 in life. If it's any other circumstance, maybe just driving to work, you know, and you get to an auto accident, then you technically have two policies of $800,000.
So those are marked changes. I think the other two that we've heard you talk about, and we still get questions on travel benefit and vacation accrual.
All right. Some of the big changes on travel. So if you're on a medical leave, then now you can just travel like you normally would non-rev travel, right? So under current book, exhaust sick, and then you get a 1 year time frame over that. 1 year after you exhaust sick, and then the desk test and all these other little caveats that they had to it, all of that is out the window under the new TA. If you go on a medical leave, then you just travel like normal. That's you and your dependents, right? In the general section, there's also a piece that talks about pilot travel. We specifically say FAA impose medical restrictions. So that does apply to somebody on disability, but that also could mean somebody on sick leave. So one of the highlights that we put in there is a lot of people always say, what are my benefits when I'm on a leave specifically? Maybe it's not just sick or disability, and I know that's what we're just talking about here. But when you go to the very end section of the leave of absence, there's a section 17O, benefits while on leave. Any leave type, we have addressed what medical coverage you have, what life insurance you have, but also what travel. So you need to go back to the end of the tables. It's the two pages of tables, and it talks about travel in that specifically. So that's some of the big changes there.
And that really does take care of one of the biggest problems that we had. We had pilots trying to non-rev to get to their cancer treatments. I remember guys trying to get into Houston to go to the cancer center there, and they weren't able to actually get on a flight. And it was absolutely infuriating, the hassle that would go through your chief pilot. Can you please get me on this flight? I need to go get tested, get my chemo, whatever.
Yep. And, you know, the membership, that was part of the SAP process. You know, they told us about that. But also, we had plenty of emails from guys in that very specific scenario. And, you know, when that happens more than three times, it's a trend. So we definitely were keeping track of that during the negotiations. And that became a high priority item, obviously.
Damien, other than the medical benefits and the other benefits that we're maintaining, how does retirement look if you go out on loss of license, long-term disability under the new contract?
Yeah, so that was obviously a real big change on this retirement piece. Let's say you go on a disability event, and I'll use simple math here. Let's just assume that your MBE, your monthly base earnings, remember that's your 12-month look back when you go on disability. Let's say it's $30,000 a month is your MBE. So under the new construct, your loss of license benefit is 50% of that. So if you have a $30,000 MBE, your loss of license benefit will be $15,000 a month, right? The big change here for retirement, the 17% NEC that you'll receive while you're on disability will be on that $30,000. So some of the other airlines, you would only get the 17% on the $15,000 benefit. But under this new TA, the $30,000 that we just talked about, if you had 17%, you'd get $5,100 a month, or that would be $61,200 a year. You'll still have the availability to put in, if you want to defer part of that benefit that you're receiving to put into your 401k, you'll have that availability. So you could reach that $69,000 limit for the 2024 IRS limitation that you've probably heard on the road shows. You can still put in your own money to reach that limit. Additionally, with the market-based cash balance plan, you also get 1% every month on that as well. So that's $300 in this example that we're talking about, $300 a month. So he'll receive $3,600 into the market-based cash balance plan.
One of the other things that pilots complained most about in the SEP process was not accruing vacation while they were out on long-term leave. How did we fix that?
That was a real big change because of the elimination period now being a fixed 60 days, because, you know, the other airlines, you still have to exhaust sick, did provide this opportunity for, we call it an income replacement top-up benefit. So if you're receiving your loss of license, you can use your sick on top. Well, how does that all integrate together? Part of that, too, is you need sick for vacation accrual. So the big change we had, it's under 14B6. Right. So that 14 is a vacation specific. You just need to use one sick TFP a month in order to have a credited service for vacation accrual purposes. So if you had a really large bank, you could continue to receive that one TFP a month. You'll still get that additional vacation benefit. So most people, not everybody, we do have some people that have very long-term disabilities. That's kind of the nature of the beast. But the mass majority of your disability events, let's call it between a year to 2 years. So this provides that opportunity to still have that vacation when you come back. Like I said, though, you're going to have some people on a long-term disability event. This will allow them to capture some of that disability accrual as well. Yeah, that was a very big change in this contract.
So to add insult to injury, and obviously when you deal with insurance companies, you have to deal with the fine print of the plan summaries, which sometimes include offsets. And I think one of the favorite things pilots get to do is interact with the government via Social Security. Talk about Social Security offset. Does that still exist? And what other offsets are pilots going to have to deal with in the new TA?
Yeah, so we completely eliminated the Social Security offset. And so that was the really, really big driver in the SAP. Anybody that's been on disability, especially long-term, and has been started receiving Social Security offset, that was a big change. Because most people don't realize with the Social Security offset, let's say you're under current book, your benefit was 60% up to the 11,500. So let's say you were at 11,500. If you got approved for Social Security, let's just assume it was a $2,000 benefit that you got from Social Security each month. So that means that your loss of license would be reduced down to $9,500 because it's a $2,000 offset. The government does have the COLA increases on it. So every time there was an increase on the COLA side, it would reduce your loss of license even more. So it's beneficial to the company, right? But it's your money. That's something we always push back on the company is that's my money. I want it now. So with this offset being removed, if you do go on a disability and you start receiving Social Security, it will just stack on top of. So that's really, you know, in the pilot's favor, right? And so the other favorable item, at least in my opinion, would be that we have no work offsets. So a lot of people don't realize that at Delta, you know, it's a very similar program to ours, right? It's 50% uncapped. But there, if you do any other work, so if you're a farmer, if you have any kind of other W-2s, then actually your benefit is reduced at Delta, where here you have no other offsets. Right? There's no work offset. So if you do anything else to have additional income for the loss of license, it will have no offset whatsoever.
Damien, if I'm looking at 50% of my earnings on disability, you mentioned this earlier, but I don't think everybody's totally grasped what it is. But what's this top-up program so I can use my sick leave? How does that work?
Yeah, up to your 100% of your MBE, right? So remember, we talked about that MBE just using the same example. Let's look at that $30,000 a month MBE that we talked about before, because that's a very realistic scenario, because under the new pay rates, a 12-year cap, then $30,000 is about a cap to making 95 TFP a month-ish, because it's $317.25 for a 12-year captain. So if they go out on disability, $30,000 is the MBE. They'll receive $15,000, right? Because it's 50% of the MBE is a new benefit. So that's your baseline level. So on top of that, if you have sick, you can use up to, in this example, just doing quick math, that'd be about 47.3 TFP, right? Because he's getting $15,000 in his loss of license. 47.3 times $317.25 is about 47.3 TFP, or I'm sorry, it's $15,000. So he's now brought himself up to that $30,000 MBE that we talked about. So that's a big, big piece on the income replacement. Really, nobody else has any kind of mechanism like that. So if you had a full 1,600 sick trips in your bank, which is rare, I get it, but if you did, and you are on a disability, you would have to cover your first 2 months, let's call it at 100%, just on the assumption you're doing 100 TFP a month. You would cover yourself for the first 2 months, and then you would cover yourself for the next year and a half of a full MBE, if that's what you wanted to replace your income to. Now, remember, traditionally, disability plans look at about 65% of your net, right? So your net paycheck, some plans bring you up to about 60 to 65%. That's what you're kind of targeting for. So if you have your sick to bring you up, you don't have to bring yourself to 100% MBE. It's really nice to bring yourself up to 100% of what your pay was, but you could have the non-tax loss of license. So if you're trying to gauge yourself, you may want to try to gauge it so you're producing about 60 to 65% on your sick plus your loss of license benefit, if that makes sense.
So even if my average, if my MBE is, you know, $45,000 a month because I fly extra all the time, I can use my sick bank to get myself up to that 100% of MBE. It's not going to cap me.
That's correct. Yep. That's the only, we'll call it the only artificial cap, is you just can't go over 100% of your MBE between the loss of license and the sick. But you can bring yourself down to zero if you choose as well. And so this is alluding back to what you were talking about on the vacation before. So let's say you had loss of license, and let's say SWAPA was able to re-engineer a new LTD plan so that it provided a 10% benefit. So you had the 50% of your LOL benefit. Let's say you had a 10% on top of that LTD. Then you could burn your sick at, let's call it, whatever that equivalent value would be in percentages. Maybe it's 10 TFP a month. So if you're burning 10 TFP a month, you have the SWAPA LTD, maybe it's a new re-engineered plan, you have the LOL at 50%, then you can still get the vacation accrual piece as well, right? That we talked about before. So I know it sounds like there's all kinds of moving pieces in it. There are on disability. There's no one clean system, but I'm kind of looking forward to what the new SWAPA LTD program and STD program are going to look like. But like we said before, we have to ratify this before we can fully go into new contracts with MetLife or whomever it is.
Damien, one of the things that I've seen on social media a couple of times, and I've had a couple of messages directly to us asking this question, are we leaving people out with the new benefits plans? And I know that the benefits can't cover everyone equally. They don't cover anyone equally because we're all in a different situation. But do the benefits of the new disability and benefits plans, does that go throughout the membership?
Yes. We tried as an association to grab on to as many people as we can, right? So one of the big drivers in this was the mental side of the house, because for the longest time, you know, unfortunately, the pilots really didn't have good mental coverage, meaning if you go out because of a mental issue, then you were limited to 18 months. And that was a big, big driver in this, right? Is try to go as far as you can, get somebody on the claim for the longest duration as possible. That was one of the things that we set out. And obviously we achieved, you can go all the way to the FAA retirement age. And that is a really, really huge deal. Most people don't realize how big of a deal that is, right? I think the other airlines out there are the max, really longest one is 60 months, I believe it is. So to be able to go to the FAA retirement age, that's a big deal. You know, we had unfortunately a rather high suicide rate. My expectation is for that to come down, knowing that you can go all the way to age 65 now and you and your family are covered and you don't have to go through that drama anymore. The other piece to that is also the HILMS. If you're in HILMS, now you don't have that limitation of coverage. Current book is 18 months. Even if you were in HILMS, you only had it for 18 months. Now, if you're in HILMS, it will go no maximum. If you're not in HILMS, though, there's 24 months. So we did lengthen that up. So there's so many different areas that we tried to grasp to bring as many pilots as we could and take care of. Are there going to be one-offs? We were trying our hardest to make sure there weren't one-offs, but I can't ever say that we can capture 100% of it. I don't think any plan ever could. But our motivation and drive was to capture as many as we could, the 99%. So with that said, the cutoff, if you will, is the amendable date. So 9-1 of 20 is where we were trying to make sure that, because it was the new contract, we made sure that anybody from 9-1 of 20 going forward had some kind of benefit. We did identify about 31 individuals that lost their loss of license benefits between 9-1 of 20 and data ratification. So those individuals, they did lose their loss of license benefit, but they're still on the LTD program, right? They're still receiving LTD benefits. What we were able to do for those individuals was to make sure that they were added into the retirement piece, okay? Anybody from 9-1 of 20 going forward, though, will be in the medical side of the house. So they'll be in the new sub-med plans that we were talking about. And also those that are currently being serviced by the SWAPA VEBA. Those SWAPA VEBA individuals will roll over into the new sub-med plan. Additionally, on top of that, you'll not have to pay that $15 a month to the VEBA premium that everybody has to pay. So we definitely tried to capture everybody we could from that 9-1 of 20 going forward in some piece that we could. Right, from income replacement, retirement replacement, everybody on the medical replacement. But we tried to capture as much as we possibly could, yes.
We'd like to thank Damien for stepping away from his roadshow presentations to talk with us about benefits today. Many of us never think about the possibility of losing our medical certificates or becoming ill until it happens. Knowing what our benefits are is an important part of providing security for our families. We'll be having more discussions on disability and benefits in the coming months should the TA become our CBA. If you have another topic you'd like us to tackle on the podcast, drop us a line at com@swapa.org. Finally, today's bonus number is 1. That's how many sick trips you'll need to burn each month to maintain your vacation accrual on disability.
Thank you, Southwest 1223, clear to land.